And now to Missouri, where there is a push to make it harder for women to leave the state to get abortions. The bill would make it illegal to aid or abet some of those abortions. And like the abortion law in Texas, the Missouri bill would be enforced by ordinary people. St. Louis Public Radio health reporter Sarah Fentum is covering this. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Scott.
Sarah, there's only one abortion provider left in Missouri, I gather. What is the policy in the state now?
So the policy in the state now is that abortions, well, the legislature passed a law that would outlaw abortions after about 7 weeks, but that's currently being challenged. But even now, it's still incredibly difficult to get an abortion here, just because, like you said, there's only one clinic left here, especially after a lot of these laws have been passed that make it very difficult for people to get to find a clinic here.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this proposal from State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman. If a Missouri resident leaves the state to get an abortion, who can be charged with a crime and who would enforce this?
So this is attached amendments to three bills that are being considered by the Missouri House, and they're doing some interesting gymnastics to further outlaw abortions here. They don't actually punish a person who gets an abortion, which is an interesting measure, but instead, like you said, they're based on these new laws in Texas that allow residents to sue anyone who helps anyone get an abortion, even if that abortion is in another state like Illinois with less restrictive laws. And that's aimed directly at Planned Parenthood here in Missouri. They run that last clinic here in St. Louis. And as abortion laws have become more restrictive in our state, a lot of people are going across the river to St. Louis, from St. Louis to Illinois, where there are two abortion providers within an hour of St. Louis. So if Planned Parenthood or an organization like the Missouri Abortion Fund directed a potential patient across the river to one of those clinics, there would be a potential that they would get sued.
Okay, but doesn't each state write its own laws? I mean, why would, say, Illinois next door be okay with this?
Right. And so that's the big question, right? I'm not a lawyer, so take that into consideration. But yeah. Abortion rights activists say this is pretty clearly an example of a state trying to legislate outside its own boundaries. And the amendment's sponsor, Mary Elizabeth Coleman, says that's something that business regulators do all of the time. But there's also these other constitutional concerns, like the amendments carve out exemptions for First Amendment speech and common carriers. So companies like Uber mostly wouldn't be liable under this if it became a law. But it's still unclear how those inevitable legal challenges to those arguments could play out in the future.
Yeah. Now, Sarah, whether this bill passes or not, does this signal a new emerging approach for abortion opponents? I mean, we are expecting in Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court, to roll back Roe versus Wade in the next few months.
Right. And Missouri is one of the many, many states, particularly in the Midwest and the South, that have so-called trigger laws that would outlaw abortion as soon as that decision is made. If Roe versus Wade is shut down, all of these laws would go into effect. And so the Republican-led legislature in Missouri has over the past decade or so passed more laws that make it really hard to get an abortion. And that's happening across the country. I think in the past, abortion providers, especially here in Missouri, were able to depend more on state and federal courts to protect them. We've definitely seen that here in Missouri. But now, especially with the makeup of the Supreme Court changing, there's less of a probability that judges would strike those laws down. For example, that similar law in Texas is still in effect.
Sarah Fentum is with St. Louis Public Radio. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.